Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Tezayin, and we are at the Mishnah at the very top of daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Elio Zeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Yisrael ben Esther, Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So today's daf really begins the next chapter of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. It deals very much with the Rosh Hashanah that we're all familiar with, which is Be'echad B'Tishrei, which is the Yom Hadin. Today's daf is an absolute classic, Hafachba V'Hafachba D'Kulaba. There'll Be'ezus Hashem be a lot of related raid bites to today's daf, and we will do what we do. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Barba Prakim Ha'olim Nidoin. There are four times during the year that the world is judged. Be'Pesach, on Pesach, the world is judged ala Tfua. Meaning all the Tfua in the world is judged on Pesach. Ba'atzeres al Peres Ha'ilon. The fruit were judged on Shavuos. Be'Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei, Kol Ba'i Olam, Ibram the Fon of Kibnei Marim, all the people in the world, literally, Kol Ba'i Olam, Yehudim Ve'ena Yehudim, they all pass in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like sheep, Shenemar HaYoytzer Yachad Libam HaMeven Al Kol Maseyim. We'll see what the Pasuk means in the Gemara. And finally, U'Bechag Nidoinim Alamayim, on Sukkis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the water in the world. So we know that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin. But really, it's only one of four Yemei Hadin. The Mishnah says, Barba Prakim Ma'olim Nidoin. Pesach Tfua, Atzeres Peres Ha'ilon, Chag Mayim, Rosh Hashanah, everything else. Says the Gemara, so the Mishnah said, Be Pesach Ala Tfua, that on Pesach there's a Yom Hadin for the Tfua in the world. So the Gemara says, Hai Tfua, what Tfua are we referring to? Eat Lema Ha Tfua De Kaima. Do we mean the Tfua that already exists? Meaning, on Pesach, any Tfua that exists in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, what's going to be the fate of that Tfua? It's going to be Mayruch Yom V'Shanim. It's not going to be. But does Tfua mean the Tfua that exists? Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Kol Hani Horiftiki, the Adu Allah, Emos Istun. When then was that same Tfua judged for everything that happened to it prior to Pesach? Meaning, if the Pesach ala Tfua means Tfua that's already in existence, so what happens if Tfua came into existence in Chodesh Adar? Now, Pesach, Tesvav Nisan, this is going to be a Yom Adin on that four. But Chodesh Adar, something happened to it. It had a fate. It had some happenstances. So when was that judged? You can't tell me the previous Pesach, because the previous Pesach, it didn't exist. So if the Yom Adin is on Tfuah that already exists, then what about Tfuah that didn't exist Pesach and now is already in the midst of its existence the following Pesach? When were the things that happened to it prior to Pesach determined? So the Gemara says, Elot Tfuah de Mizdar. Maybe what it means is that on Pesach, any Tfuah that's going to be planted, that's going to come into existence during that coming year, is judged. Says the Gemara, maybe the Chadin and Mistana, I hear. But you're going to tell me then it's one Yom Hadin. Vatanya, we learned to the Braise, Tfuah, Shir by Keri Yoynes, a Tfuah that something bad happened to. Koydim HaPesach, if it happened before Pesach, Nidoynes L'Sha'avar. Must be that it was a result of the Yom Adin of the previous year. L'achar Pesach, if something bad happened to it after Pesach, Nidoinus Lahaba. Must be it's a result of the Yom Adin of the current year. Adam, says the Gemara, same is true with a person. Shiru by Keri Yoynes, if something bad happened to him, Kedim Yom Kippur before Yom Kippur, Nidin L'Shaavar. It must be it's a result of the previous Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. L'achar Yom Kippur, if something happens to this person after Yom Kippur, Nidin Lahaba. It must be it's a result of something that happened or of the Yom Adin of the current year. But the point is that you can't tell me that on Pesach, it's only what's going to be planted that's going to be judged. Because if that's the case, it would seem to suggest that there's one Yom Adin. Meaning, any Tfuah that's going to come into existence during this coming year is being gepaskened on Pesach. If that's the case, all you need is one Yom Adin. The problem is the Gemara just brought a Brice, and from the Brice it's clear that there are really two Yom Adin. Amar Rava, so Rava said, just to sort this all out, very, very simple, Shema Mino, Trei Dini Mistana. Must be there's really two Yom Adin, as we said, for Tfua that's not in existence yet, there's a Yom Adin on the Pesach prior to, meaning on Pesach, any tefillah that's going to come into existence gets judged. And then that following Pesach, there's another Yom HaDin, and that Yom HaDin will be for any tefillah that's going to come into existence during the subsequent year, or for any tefillah that's already in existence. Amar Abaye, Abaye sent Hilkach, based on everything we just said, Kichazi Inish, the Matzach Zara Aflo. If a person sees that he planted in the beginning of the winter, and it looks like whatever he planted is doing really well, Liktim Velizra Charfa, he should continue to plant, meaning he should try to chop around as much as possible. The Adam Mati Lemedaini Kodin Solik. Because it sounds like this year's Pesach was a good Yom HaDin for all the tefillah. So if he sees in the beginning of the winter that things are knocking, operate as much as possible. Meaning, don't wait to push things off until the following Pesach, because that second Pesach is going to be a new Yom HaDin, and maybe it's not going to work out as favorable. So if you see the winter is being a good season, then you should try to chop around as much as possible. So we sorted out what it means, but Pesach alatfuah, and really the same rate, batzeres al peiros ilon, b'chag al amayim. Now the Gemara is going to refer to the Ikar Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, barba prakam al ilam nidoy, Pesach alatfuah, atzeres al peiros ilon, Chag al Amayim and Rosh Hashanah kol ba'i oylam oivrim lefan of kibnei marm. Says the Gemara, Mani Masisan. Who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Le'i Rab Meir, V'le'i Rab Yehuda, V'le'i Rab Yoisi, V'le'i Rab Nasan. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa now that's going to mention four different shitas hatanam as it relates to the Yom HaDin. And as we're going to see, the understanding of the Mishnah would seem to be inconsistent with any one of the four shitas mentioned in this brisa. Tanya, we learned to the brisa. Kol nidoyin b'Rosh Hashanah, v'gzar din shelohem nechtam v'yoyim ha-kipurim divi Ramei. Ramei said everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah. Not only are people judged on Rosh Hashanah, Tfu is judged on Rosh Hashanah, Mayim is judged on Rosh Hashanah, Peres Ilan is judged on Rosh Hashanah, everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, and the chsimus adin, the v'chosmein was on Yom Kippur. Rav Yehuda says, kol nidoyin b'Rosh Hashanah, everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, v'gzar din but different things have their own chasimus adin, meaning the Pesach al tefuah. The chasimus adin, the Yom Kippur of tefuah is on Pesach. Batzeres al peiros ilon. The Yom Kippur of peiros ilon is on Shavuos. Bechagin denim al mayim. The Yom Kippur of mayim is on Sukkos. Va'adam nidam Rosh Hashanah. A person's gzardin is on Rosh Hashanah. V'gzardin shaloi nechtam Yom Kippurim. But the chasimah of the gzardin is on Yom Kippur. That's the second sheet. Rabbi Yosi says, adam nidam chol yom. A person is judged every single day. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Iyov said, Vatif kedenu livikarim. Vatif kedenu is a lashon of din, as we'll see. Libikarim, baboiker, every morning. Every single morning, said Rabbi Yosi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world. Rabbi Nassan said better. Adam nidam b'chol shah. A person is judged every second. The end of that pasuk. V'tifkedenu livikarim l'rigayim tivchanenu. Tivchanenu aloshen abechina. Also, some suggestion of din. And that happens not just every morning, but l'rigayim. Either way, we have four shitas in this braisa. The first sheet is Rameir. Everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah. And everything's chasima sadin is on Yom Kippur. That's not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, barba prakim ma'olim nidoin. Rav Meir said, it's just one time. It's all on Rosh Hashanah. So clearly our Mishnah is not Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda said that the ksiva sadin, the ikur gzardin, for everything happens on Rosh Hashanah. However, the chasima sadin is different depending on things. And that happens by Bar Prakim Bashana. Be Pesach al Tfuah, by Tzeres al Peiros Ilon, be Chag Nidayim al Amayim, and man on Rosh Hashanah. But that's all on Yom Kippur. But that's also not our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said that the actual judgment is during those four dates, not the Chasima Sadin. Rabbi Yehuda said something very similar to what the Tan of our Mishnah said, but it's not the same thing. And Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Nosson said that the world is judged every day or every rega. That's clearly not our Mishnah. So the Gemara says at first glance, Mani Mas Nisin, Loi Rab Meir, V'Loi Rab Yehuda, V'Loi Rab Yosin, V'Loi Rab Nasin, says the Gemara, V'Chit Hema, maybe you'll tell me, Loi Lam Rab Yehuda. Maybe we can kvetch Rab Yehuda into our Mishnah. Rab Yehuda was the second Tana mentioned in the Braisa. Rab Yehuda said that the actual din for everything is on Rosh Hashanah, but the Chasimus Adin, that happens during those four dates. So it's definitely workable. It's similar to what the Mishnah said, meaning v'chik tani masnis and agzardin. And maybe when the Mishnah says barba prakim ha'ilam nidoin, it doesn't mean what he thought it meant. It doesn't mean the actual din, but it means the gzardin, the chasimus adin. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, kasha adam, it's not going to work out with adam. Because if Pesach means the chasimus adin,
And atzeres al peres ilam means the chsimel sadin. Then how do you explain what the Mishnah means when it said Adam? Adam is Rosh Hashanah. No, Rosh Hashanah is not chsimel sadin. Yom Kippur is the chsimel sadin for Adam. So why would the Mishnah say Rosh Hashanah? It should have said Yom Kippur. So from the fact that the Mishnah said Adam is judged on Rosh Hashanah, it's clear what we're referring to is the initial judgment. We don't mean the gzardin. We don't mean the chsimel sadin. So really, the Tanah of the Mishnah can't work with Rabbi Meir for sure. It can't work with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nassin for sure. For sure, it can't even work with Rabbi Yehuda, because even though Rabbi Yehuda at first glance seems like maybe, but at the end of the day, it doesn't seem to work. So who is the Tana of our Mishnah? If it's not Rabbi Meir, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Nassin, who is the Tana of the Mishnah? My Rava said, "Hi Tana of Rabbi Shmuel." I'll tell you who it is. It's the Tana from the Yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. So throughout Shas, Rabbi Yishmael is quoted. He's one of the most often quoted Tanaim in Shas, but also very often Rabbi Yishmael's Yeshiva was quoted. So there was an academy, there was a Yeshiva that was Rabbi Yishmael's Yeshiva, and it's from the most often quoted Tanaim in Shas as well. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. This is a Tana from the Yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. So what did this Tana say? Barba Prokema Oilam Nidoin, Bepesach Ala Tfuah, Batzeres Al Peres Ha'ilon, Bechag Nidoinim Ala Mayim, V'Odam Nidam B'Rosh Hashanah, V'Gzardin Shalai Nechtam Yem HaKippurim, V'Chik Tani Mas Nisan. And our Mishnah is referring to Tchil Azdin, but the bottom line is, you want to find a Tana, it's true, it's not Rabbi, it's not Rabbi, it's not Rabbi Yossi, it's not Rabbi Nassin, but it's this Tana of the Yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael. He said verbatim what it said in our Mishnah. Amar Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda said, my time at the Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi hold Adam Nidam Mechal Yoyim? Rabbi Yossi says, it's not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but every single day a person is judged. What's Pshana Rabbi Yossi? Rav Chizda said, what do you mean? My time at the Rabbi Yossi, Kiddika Amar Taime, he explained it. Vatifkidenu Livkarim, he quoted a Pasuk in Eiv. Vatifkidenu, a Lashon of Din, Livkarim, Babayker, every single morning. So, Rav Chizda, Anan Hachi Karmin, I'll tell you what was bothering us. My time at the Yamak Rav Nassim. Why did he say like Rav Nassim? Meaning, Mamanavshach. If you want to darshan this Pasuk in Eiv to say that this Pasuk is insight into what the Yom HaDin is, so you darshan in the beginning of the Pasuk, Vatifkidenu Livkarim. Freit Rav Chizda darshan the end of the Pasuk as well, Lurigoyim Tifchanenu. And if that's the case, it's not just Baboyker, but it's Lurigoyim every second, which, by the way, is Shitas Rav Nassin. So Rav Chizda was bothered that why you darshan in the beginning of the Pasuk, Vatifkidenu Livkarim, and at the end of the Pasuk, Lurigoyim Tifchanenu. So the Gemara says that the reason that Rabbi Yossi didn't darshan like Rav Nassin, the end of the Pasuk, is because he held Bechina Iyuni Ba'almehi. The word Tifchanenu doesn't mean din. It means something similar. It means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Beichein. Beichein Levavois B'yayim Din. Hashem looks deep into the crevices of a person's neshama, into his heart, to see who he is and what he's all about. So it's definitely something that's related to din, but it's not an actual din. So L'Rigoyim Tifchanenu, every single second, a person is being refreshed, so to speak, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking again to see who this person is. That's Lirigoyim Tifchanenu. But as it relates to the actual din, Vatifkidenu, that's only Livikarim. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, Pekida Nami Yuni Bialmehi. Meaning, if you're telling me that Vatifkidenu doesn't mean din, but it means a little bit of din. And that's why Vatifkidenu Livikarim. Then Lirigoyim Tifchanenu, you should say the same thing. Elamai, you want to translate the word literally? Lirigoyim Tifchanenu doesn't mean din. It means Bechina, which is similar to din. It's an ancillary of them, but it's not the actual din. Then Vatifkidenu Livikarim doesn't either mean din. Let's be honest. Pekida just means a Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers, but it doesn't mean an actual din. So the Gemara says, Elam Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda said, Taim ed Rav Yossi mehachi. You have to say Rav Yossi's time is something else. It's the following pasuk. Lasos mishpat avdoi u mishpat ami Yisrael dvar yoyim b'yoyim. This is a pasuk in Malachim Aleph Perikhes, which has been one of the themes of the beginning of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, where Shleim HaMelech is davening b'yoyim Chanukas beis HaMikdash, and he's mispalel that v'yiyu dvarai eila asher hischananti lefnei Hashem kreivim al Hashem aleikeinu yoyim avalaylo, my tefillah should be karev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he throws in these words, lasois mishpat avdoi u mishpat ami Yisrael dvar yoyim b'yoyim, so that every day when you judge your Evan and every day when you judge ami Yisrael, it should be favorable. What do you mean? Every day a person's judge? Zok Rabbi Yossi. Oh, you see from here that every single day a person's judge. So Rav Chizda said that the Makar to Rabbi Yossi is not the pasuk Vatifkidenu Livikarim, but rather the Makar to Rabbi Yossi is this pasuk. Lasa Mishpat Avdoi, U Mishpat Ami Yisrael, Dvar Yoyim B'Yoyim. The obvious kasha on Rav Chizda is, that had Rabbi Yossi not explained what his tam is, so then it's open for discussion, and Nami Ram could try to figure out what Rabbi Yossi meant. The problem is here, Rabbi Yossi said exactly what he means. Rabbi Yossi, Omer in the Braisa, Adam Nidim Chol Yoim, Shenemar, Vatif Kedeno Livikarim. So, Elo Omer Rav Chizda, Taim Yidu Rabbi Yossi Mehacha. Basically, Rav Chizda saying is that even though Rabbi Yossi said that his Makar is Vatif Kedeno Livikarim, he didn't mean it. He really meant something else. What do you mean? That's what he said. So, I am Barashash, and I am Bachroin, says the Gemara on this note. So, we mentioned the Pasuk, Lassus Mishpat Avdoi, U Mishpat Am and he judges the tzibur. This is on Rosh Hashanah. So first Hashem judges the melech, and then he judges everybody else. Mishpat Avdoi first, Mishpat Ami Yisrael afterwards. Says the my time. What's the reason? Either because it's just inappropriate. The melech comes first, and because of who he is, so therefore it's befitting that we judge him first. Alternatively, could be there's an idea that as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging mankind, maybe some anger is going to start building up, and as a result, there's a concern that it's going to spill over for the Melech. So we want to protect the Melech. Let the Melech be judged for what he did and didn't do, as opposed to somehow being subject to the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was pent up as a result of averus that other people did. Obviously, this is not an easy Gemara to understand. If it sounds familiar, it's because we had a le'il, daf ches amid beis, but says the Gemara weiter. Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said. So based on all these shittas that we just mentioned as it relates to, when exactly the Yom HaDin is. And really, it's five different shittas. Our Mishnah says that the actual Yom HaDin happens during four different times. Reb Meir said that everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah and everything's Chesimus HaDin is on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda said something similar to our Mishnah. He said there's one time a year that the world is judged, but the Chesimus HaDin, that, like our Mishnah said, happens in four different times. Rabbi Yosi said, Adam Nidim Chal Yoyim. Rabbi Nosson said, a person's judged every single second. So Rabbi Yosef, the Amoira said, Kemam Matzlinen Ho'idna K'tziri V'Amiri. We daven today for K'tziri. K'tziri Acholim. We daven for Meri. Miri are Talmidei Chachomim, Shehen Teshushei Koyach, who are Shvach. So when we daven today for a Chayla that he should have a refuah, or for a Talmud Chacham who's Shvach that he should have a refuah, whose Shita are we following? Said Rabbi Yosef, come on, Rabbi Yosef. Must be Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds Adam Nidim Mechal Yoyim. So every day there's a new Yom Adin. So if every day there's a new Yom Adin, every day we're davening that the Chayla should be Nisrap. And the Rishonim speak out, the Kal V'Chaymer, the Rav Nosson, who holds that Adam Nidim Mechal Rega, of course. But the point is, Rabbi Yosi said, Vatif Kedenu Livakarm, every morning there's a Yom Adin. L'Rigam Tivchanenu, said Rav Nosson, every second there's a Yom Adin. So of course we daven for a Chayla, that even though right now he's a Chayla, but at the same time there's a Yom Adin happening tomorrow morning. So let's naven, Alibi the Rabbi Yosi, that everything should work out. But said Rabbi Yosef, according to the other shittas, according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to our Mishnah, who's Tano Devei Rabbi Yishmael, according to those shittas, why are we davening for a chayla? L'chura, whatever happened on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur happened. So what's really the point in davening? Even though Rabbi Yosef said that, but it's not muchach, because lo'ilam kirabonon, it could be really, when we daven today for Ktsiri and Meri, it's true, even according to the Rabbonon, ukid Rabbi Yitzchak, like Rabbi Yitzchak said, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak said, and we're going to get into this in the coming daf, in Yafa tza'akal adam, bein koidim gzardin, bein la'ach gzardin, a person with his koyach hatfilah is able to poil even after gzardin. So even though Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah, Zois Chanukah, but at the same time, Yafa tza'aka la'adam, bein koydim gzardin, bein la'acha gzardin, so k'mam matzlino na'idna k'tziri v'amiri, it has nothing to do with this machlokes tanan. True, according to Rabbi Yosi, every day there's a new Yom Adin, so of course it lends itself better for tefillah, but the reality is, Tefillah is always good. Yafa tzaka la'adam, bein koydim gzardin, bein la'achik gzardin. So we're going to get back to this, and Yetz Hashem, in the raid, but just one ha'ara to come up for breath and to interrupt the daf. And that is, the Gemara said, Amar Rav Yosef, k'mam matzlinan ha'idna, akitziri v'amari. Rav Yosef observed that people daven for chaylam, of course, and people also daven for the meriim. So who's the meriim? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in the Darm, daf memtes, Kitziri Chaylin, Meri Talmide Chachamim, Shehein Teshushe Koyach. And if you look in the Darim, Daf Memtes, the Rosh in his Pirish on the side of the Gemara says that there's an idea of Torah Mateshas Koychah Shel Adam. And because Torah Mateshas Koychah Shel Adam, we find that the Talmide Chachamim were often very Shvach, and therefore there was a separate tefillah that was recited for the Talmide Chachamim. The Ramah in Hilchah Shabbos, and this is in Simen Reish Pei Dalet, Siv Katan Zayin. So he brings Kedarkoi, different minhagim that
the Yidden in Ashkenaz had that dated back hundreds and hundreds of years. So one of the minhagim that he says is that v'noyagin, the minig is loymar on Shabbos yukum purkan. The minig is to say yukum purkan. The aim bazem bishum isra tchina b'Shabbos. You don't have to worry about isra tchina b'Shabbos. Says the Vilna Gaon. Why do we say yukum purkan? What's the makar? Why do you say yukum purkan? Says the Gaon ayin Rosh Hashanah daf tes zayin amir aleph. What does he mean? He means the Gemara kemam matzlinen ha'idna akitziri v'amiri. That there's an idea to daven for a chayla, of course, but there's also an idea to daven for the miriam. So says the Goyin, you want to know why we say yikum purkan? The makar to say yikum purkan is Rosh Hashanah daf tezayin amin al. So what does the Goyin mean? So if you noticed, of course, you say yikum purkan twice on Shabbos. Right? When we daven, so between Shachris and Musaf, you come porkan, but you don't say it once. You say it in Sveitamol, and then you say Misha Beirach Aviseinu Avram Yitzchak VeYakov V'chol Misha Oiskim Etzarchi Tzibur BeAmuna Avarachamim Ashre Yahalalu Musaf. Right, but you say you come porkan twice. So why do you say you come porkan twice? We're just repeating ourselves. What's the reason for saying you come porkan twice? So if you go through the Tefillah, it's very, very similar, but there's one difference. I'll just read parts of it because this is Pashat. Davening, yikum porkan mishmaiv. So what are we asking? We're saying yikum porkan, yikurpan. May there rise salvation from heaven. Chino, v'chizda, v'rachame, v'chaye yariche, u'mezoyne reviche, v'siyata deshmayo, v'yaskufan, which means gezunt, u'nahoyru ma'alyo, this is already hoichazachin, zara chay v'kayoma, zari dilo yifzak v'dilo yifto me'piskome eraisa. So we start with this beautiful tefillah. This is an over-the-top ask. So who are you davening for? Who's the tefillah for? L'moronon, it's for the Rabbonim. V'Rabbonon, Chavurasa, Kadishasa, Diva Aradi Yisrael V'Diva Vavel. Doesn't matter where they are. L'Reishei Kale, it's for the people that are in charge of the Yarchi Kale. U'L'Reishei Kalvasa, it's for the Reish Kalusa. U'L'Reishei Misivasa, for the Roshei Misifta. U'L'Dayonei Debava, it's for the judges, it's for the Dayonim. L'Chol Talmideim, it's for their Talmidim. L'Chol Talmidei Salmideim. U'L'Chol Man De'oskin Bayreis, and for everyone that learns Torah. Malko Diyoma Yivarech Yasoin, Yapish Chayeyoin, V'Yaske Yemeyon, V'Tenarchel Nishneyon, V'Yisparkim V'Yishnez. The point is, it's a tefillah for Talmidei Chachamim. It's a tefillah for Rabbanim. And the tefillah goes through every single permutation of Rabbi Chavrusa, Talmideim, V'Talmidei Talmideim. And even if you're not included in that, you stam man deyoskim by Raisa. Even you get thrown in. It's a tefillah for Rabbanim. That's what it is. It's pasha the tefillah for Rabbanim. Then we say Yikum Purkan again. Same thing. Yikum Purkan mitzvah yichin v'chizda v'rachim chayim rikuzayin v'sat yishma b'aris kuv. Zari chay v'kayomo, zari dila yifzak v'dila yifto me'piskam e'raisa. Who's this tefillah for? This is not for the Rabbanim. We just davened for the Rabbanim. This is l'chol kol kadisha adein. It's for this kahila, Rav Ravayim Zeraya, the Rav Ravaya, the greater people, the Zeraya, Tafla, the children, Unishaya, the women, Malka the Yoma Yavarach Yaschin, the same thing, Yapish Chayechin, Vyaska Yemechin. Also, notice here, you're talking directly. In the first tefillah, it's Malka the Yoma Yavarach Yaschin, them. Yapish Chayehoin, then, Vyaska Yemechin. Here, you're talking to the Kehila, Lechol Kahola Kandisha Hodein, that tefillah. So it's Yapish Chayechin, you're talking to the person sitting next to you in Shul. I mean, you're not talking to him, but you're davening for him. That's really what it is. And that's the nuance between the Nusach HaTfilah of the first Yikum Purkan and the second Yikum Purkan. So this is Pashut Pshat, but sometimes, like the Mesil Sisharan says, the most obvious things are the things that get overlooked. So here it's Yashoin, there it's Yashoin. Here we're talking about Talmidei V'chol Talmidei Samidei. Here it's Tafla Neshaya. It's a different tefillah. So it's the same essence of the tefillah, but one is for the Rabbanon and the other one is for the Olam and the Kehila. But you see that there was a special tefillah that was recited for the Talmidei Chachamim. There's a makar to that. Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Amar Aleph. Rabbi Yosef said, Kemam Matzlinen Ha'idna Ktsiri V'amiri. According to whom do we daven like Tziri Miri? So we daven for the Chayim, we daven for the Rabbanon. What do you daven for the Rabbanon? Chayim, yeah, Rafa'inu, we know you daven for the Chayim. But what do you daven for the Miri? Where is there a tefillah for the Miri? Right, Yikum Purkan. This is a tefillah for the Miri. Meaning, you see from the Gemara, there was such a minig to daven for the Talmidei Chachamim. This is a classic example of davening for the Talmidei Chachamim. And the Bira Gro on this Ramah that says, V'noyegin loyme Yikum Purkan, he says, Perakamad Rosh Hashanah daf tezayin aman aleph kinmam matzlina. That's what the Goyin says. But the truth is, if you think about it, there are other tefillahs where we have in mind the Talmidei Chachamim. I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is in Shmoyin Esrei. There's a bracha, v'ala tzadikim. Ala tzadikim, v'ala chassidim, v'al ziknei she'eres amcha beis Yisrael, v'al pleitas
So we throw ourselves in at the end, but it's known as the bracha of Alat Tzadikin. Baruch Ato Hashem. What's the chasima of the bracha? Mishon u'miftach latzadikin. So this is a bracha that we say for tzadikin. Another example is in Kaddish Derabbanon. So in Kaddish Derabbanon, we add Al Yisrael v'al Rabbanon, v'al Talmidein, v'al Kol Talmidei Salmidein, v'al Kol Man De'oskim Be'oireise Di'be Asra Hodein V'di B'chol Asar V'Hasar. And then we say a bracha. Yehei Lohoin U'lechoin Shlomo Rabba Chino Chizdev Rachamim. It sounds a little Likumpurken Day, but this is all included in Kaddish Derabbanon. And by the way, why is Kaddish Derabbanon called Kaddish Derabbanon? It's for this reason, because it's a Kaddish that includes in it a bracha for the Rabbanim. That's what it is. But the point is, you see that there was an idea that people used to daven for the Talmid Chachamim. And if you look out for it in Tefillah, there are some references to it. The Goyin is Metzayin it by Yukum Purkam, but it could be the whole bracha of Allah Tzadikim is maybe related to this. And for sure, Kaddish the Rabbanim. This was a Kaddish that was, in large part, included something that was for the Rabbanon. Zok the Gemara Vayta, Tanya. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, the name of his Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva. So after Rabbi Akiva buried 24,000 Talmidim, he started all over again. He had five famous Talmidim. One of them was Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of his grace, Rabbi Akiva, name Amra Torah Vyu, Omer Pesach. Why did the Torah say you should bring the Korban Omer on Pesach? So the Korban Omer, which was Matid the Tfuah Hadasha, was brought on Pesach, on Tezayin Nisan. Why? Because Pesach is the Zman of Tfuah. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hey, Vyu Lefana, Omer Pesach, bring the Korban Omer on Pesach. They should disbark the Chem Tfuah Shabbos Hadas. So like this, the Tfuah of the fields will be a bench. By bringing Tfuah as a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Pesach, that's a skula that the din on Tfuah should be a positive din. Why did Torah say you should bring Shtei HaLechem Ba'atzeres, the two loaves of bread that were brought with the Kivsei Atzeres on Shmuz? Why do you bring this carbon? Because Atzeres is the Yom HaDin, it's the time of Peres Ilon. Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaviu Lefanai Shtei HaLechem Ba'atzeres, Kidei Sheyizbarchu Lochem Peres Ilon. So like this, the Peres Ilon are going to be a bench. Now Rashi, the bottom Rashi, is clearly bothered with an obvious question, which is, what does Shtei HaLechem have to do with Peres Ilan? You think of Peres Ilan, you think of an apple. What does it have to do with Shtei HaLechem? Shtei HaLechem is Tfuah. Tfuah is not Peres Ilan. So Rashi says, two pshatim, ayin shan. The second pshat, he says, Vanishamati, I heard, the Rav Yehuda Latameh. This is Rabbi Yehuda L'shitasai, who holds that the Eitz Hadas was a chita. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tfuah could be included in Peres Ilan, and that's why it's appropriate that to bring the Shtei HaLechem as a carbon, Kadesha is Baruch HaLechem Peros Ilan. Yehuda continued, and he said, Neima Amra Torah Nischu Mayim Bechag. Why did the Torah say Nischa Mayim on Sukkis? Amra Kodesh Baruch HaLechem Nischu Lefanei Mayim Bechag. You should pour water on the Mizbeach, bring a carbon of Mayim, Kadesha is Baruch HaLechem Gishmei Shano, Bechag Nidoinim Ala Mayim. Like this, it's going to be a bench. Additionally, if Imru Lefanei B'Rosh Hashanah, Malchiyois Zichroinois Vishnoifrois. And Rosh Hashanah, there's a mitzvah to be Mamlech HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And Rosh Hashanah, there's an Indian to acknowledge the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers everyone and everything on Rosh Hashanah, and there's an Indian to talk about the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Malchi is why Kadesh Tamlichuni Aleichem, so that I'll be Melech. Zichroino is why Kadesh Yalit Zichroinechem Lefanei Latoiva. It's like this, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges man, the Zikaron will be Latoiva. Ubameh, Ubashofar. Shofar is what's Malah, our Zichroinois, and therefore you mention Shofar as well. So we're going to get back to this in Yetz Hashem later in the Masechta. Malchi is Zichroino, Shofar is all the Sugyas are at the end of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, but for now, the Gemara says that you see there's an association even on the carbon level, on our avoida level, between Pesach and Tfuah, between Atzeres and Peres Ilan, between Rosh Hashanah being a Yom Adin, and between Sukkis and Mayim. In fact, the Ran says on this Gemara that he believes that this Braisa, these Karbonis, was the Mekar to Chazal. He asks, how did Chazal know that the Pesach Nidoinim Al Atfuah, but Atzeres Al Peres Ilan? Okay. They had a Messiah. But is there any remez anywhere in the Torah for such a thing? Like, what's the remez? We know that a person's judged on Rosh Hashanah. Mereshis, Hashanah, Adach Rishonah, and Ezahu, Tikku B'Chayit, the Shofar, right? We spoke about that. But the point is, how do you know these other days? So says the Ran, it could be the Gilui was Hogu for the carbon. Because Faker, Chazal had a kasha. Why are you bringing a carbon of Seorim on Pesach? Oh, must be be Pesach al Atfuah. And why are you bringing Shtei Alechem on Atzeres? Oh, must be that this is a Yom Adin. And why are you pouring Mayim on the Mizbeach on Sukkis? Oh, must be because Bechag Nidoinim Alamai. Either way, that's what the Ran says. Zok to Gemara Vaita, we have a few classics between here and the end of the daf. Omer Avavo Rabavo said, Lama Toikim B'Shoifer Shalayel. Why is it that we blow Shofar with a Shofar Shalayel? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tikul Lufana B'Shoifer Shal Ayil, blow Shoifer with a Shoifer Shal Ayil, use a ram Kedesh Eskalachem HaKedas Yitzchak Ben Avra, so that I will remember the Kedah of Yitzchak Ben Avra, Mamal Ani Aleichem, and by you blowing shofar with a shofar shel ayil, it's going to be ki'ilu, this is a great ki'ilu, ki'ilu akadetem atzmechem. When a yid blows shofar, it's as if, ki'ilu, he was makriv himself on the akedah. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, lama toikim b'Rosh Hashanah? Why do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? So Rabbi Yitzchak comes in the Beis Hashanah, why do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Lama toikim rachmano matiku, a brisket teretz. What do you mean? It says in the Torah, you're supposed to blow shofar. What's the shaila exactly? Elos, he said, no, lama merian. Why do you blow a teruah? So he said, what do you mean? Rachman am zechrin teruah. You find the word teruah also mentioned. So he said, no. The question is, alulama toikim mariyin kshein yoishven, v'toikim mariyin kshein oimdim. So we're going to learn the sugis in terms of how many tkiyas and teruahs you have to have. But we blow a lot more than you need. In fact, there's the tkiyas dima umad, and there's the tkiyas when we're sitting. The tkiyas that are during Shemayin Esrei, the tkiyas in the beginning of the tkiyas. But the point is, we're toikin v'chayzrim v'toikin. So that was his question. Why do we do that? And the answer was, k'dei la'arva v'asatim. We're doing this to mix up the satan. So we'll talk about this in the raid. But Pashup Shah Rashi says, is k'she yishma yisro mechavim es ha-mitzvahs mistatmin devar. When the satan hears that the yidden love mitzvah so much, they're not just blowing shofar, but they're even blowing more tkiyas than they're supposed to blow. So what happens is, mistatmin devarav. He gets stuck in his tracks, and he doesn't really know what to say, and the satan is he's the mekatrig, it's the yoy madin, so if there's a way for us to somehow silence the prosecutor, that's a very, very powerful tool, and the reason we do it is kidei la'arvev es ha-satan. Tosfos asks the famous kasha, teima ha-ka'avra mishum bal tosef. What do you mean? It's not a hefkevel. You can't just add on to the mitzvah. There's a certain amount of tkiyas that you're supposed to blow. So what gives you a right to be moisev? Taisev is a big yisayid in Baal Taisev, but that's not for today. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Kol shana she'in toikin laba tchilasa, marian laba soif. Any year that the yidin didn't blow shayf in the beginning of the year, they're going to end up blowing shayf at the end of the year. My time adlai arvav satan. Because the satan didn't get confused. Meaning, this tool of confusing the satan is critical to the fate of the Jew. So much so that Rabbi Yitzchak followed up with what he said by saying something else. That any year that there's no tkiya shayf in the beginning of the year, there's going to end up being rachman al the bad types of teruahs at the end of the year. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Yitzchak said, kol shana shirash b'tchilasa. Any year that the yidden act like Russian, like poor people at the beginning of the year. Rashi says, a rush, when he davens, he has kavana during his tefillah. Tachnunim yedabe rush. The Russian's tefillah is a tefillah's tachnunim. So he said, when the yidden daven like Russian in the beginning of the year, misasheres b'soifa. By the end of the year, they're going to have ashiras. Shenemar, meireshes hashana, vadach rishana, meireshes ksiv. It says it as if there would be no aleph, miloshen rush. So if the beginning of the year you're rush, by the end of the year it's going to be achris. You're going to have a tikvah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a person, he looks at where the person is at that moment. It's referring to when Yishmael was dying and Hashem sent the malach to save Yishmael, and the malachi asharis came with a taina and they said, you're saving Yishmael, you know how many tzaris you'll be able to spear the Jews if you don't save Yishmael. It's not the way Hashem judges a person. He judges based on who the person is right there. Here too, there's a classic kasha from the Marsha. The Marsha asks in Chedushei Agadas that if Hashem judges a person, what's pshat in the Ben Soirer Umayrer? The Ben Soirer Umayrer is nidoin al shem soifai. It's a freak to Marsha in Chedushei Agadas. Why is the Ben Soirer Umayrer different than what where Rabbi Yishmael was in that matziv? We have a related raid bite on this. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Kimul Dvar Maskirim Avonois Shaladim. There are three things that cause a person's avonois to be highlighted, which is a bad thing. Elohein, Kir Natoi. If a person finds himself in a very dangerous situation, so Kir Natoi literally means he's walking underneath a wall that's falling. But the point is that a person finds himself in an esakana, and now all of a sudden there's a big shayla in Shemayim. Should we save this person? Should we not save this person? And it's maskir avinois nev shalotam. More than that, Rashi says that this person, he's comfortable walking under the kir natoi, looks a little bit like maybe he has a certain self-confidence. So let's look into that. Ve'in tfila. So here Rashi says, a person that has too much kavana during his davening. So obviously, I ain't been mefarshim to know exactly what this means. But the point is, a person that's overly confident in his tefillah, so again, we start looking into him. Does he really have the basis to feel so confident? And finally, if a person turns to Hashem and he says, I'm having some issue with somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why don't you be the judge? I don't think this person has a right to whatever. You judge. That's a very, very dangerous thing to do. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? Last thing. If somebody tries pulling that move, he's going to end up being punished. And we learned this from the parashinists that we're holding in. Sarai told Avram, right, this is after the issue with Hagar. So Sarai tells Avram the following words, Yishpait Hashem beini uveinecho. Let Hashem judge between me and you. And what happened afterwards? Immediately, v'ksiv ayavoy Avram, lispoit l'sara v'lefkois, at the very beginning of Parshas Chayisara, you see, Yishpait Hashem beini uveinecho, Sarah ended up dying before Avram. From Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Dalit var mekarim gzardini shel Adam. So he mentioned three things that are masker avinosav shel Adam. This is the flip side. There are four things that cause a person's gzardin to be torn up. Elohein, tzedakah, Tze'aka, which is tefillah, shinui Hashem, changing a person's name, the shinui maisa, and doing tshuva. Tzedaka, how do you know the chesiv? Tzedaka tatzal mimaves. Tze'aka, the chesiv, ayitzakwa l'Hashem atzar lohem, umimitzukai seyem yoytziyem. They daven and Hashem saved them. Shinui Hashem, the chesiv, sarai ishticha, loi sikra eshma saroi, ki sara shema, Hashem changed Sarai's name, and then she was zeicha to have Yitzchak. V'ksivu beirachti yoytz, v'gam nesatu yimena l'cho ben. Shinui maisa, d'ksiv ayaru l'kim es maseyem. This is referring to Nineveh, the story of Yoyna. V'ksiv ayinochem ha'alikim ala rash, adib alasa yislahem, v'lo yasa. Why? Because they did tshuva. V'yeshayim, some say there's another thing that's affected to change a person's din, and that is af shinui makoyim. D'ksiv ayyemen shem alavrim lechtecha meyartzecha, v'hoda v'eschol goy gado, v'idoch. Why didn't the Tanakam of this Braisa, who only had four things, Rabbi Yitzchak, why didn't he have this fifth thing? Why didn't he also say that shinui makim is effective in changing a gzar din? So the Gemara says, ahu schusa de Eretz Yisrael. That's already schusa de Eretz Yisrael, and because that's schusa de Eretz Yisrael, said kundi midi, I don't need to do with shinui shem. The reason ve'escho sham l'goy gadol, that was related to the fact that Avram went to Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, had he gone somewhere else, maybe he wouldn't have played out that way. It's not shinui makim, it's not simply moving, it's going to Eretz Yisrael. It's the schusa de Eretz Yisrael who dahan yilib. Am Rabbi Yitzchak said, chayiv adam lahakbil pnei rabbi beregel. A person has to go see his rebbe on yontif. Shenema maduat lechaz ayoyim loy chnoidesh v'loy shabbos. This is by the Isha Ashunamis. Melchad b'chaydesh shabbos in b'yilei l'mezel. Right, she was told, why are you going now to Elisha? It's not chaydesh, it's not shabbos. Oh, as if to say, Chodesh and Shabbos, this is something that you're supposed to do. Again, so many related raid bites related to this. From Rabbi Yitzchak said, Chayef Adam Letairus Atzmai Beregel. Person has an obligation to be Metair himself on Yontif Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ubenevlosam Loisigo, that a person is not allowed to touch an avail. The Pasuk is in Parsha Shmini. It reads in its entirety. Mipsarim loisachel, not eat from a nevela. Ubenevlasam loisigo. You can't even touch a nevela. Tameim heim lochem. It's tame. Nevela we know is macholis asurois. It's also tame. It straddles two parts of shas. It's yeridaya 101 nevela, and it's also tome v'tahira 101. It's one of the aveis hatuma. So the pasuk says ubenevlasam loisigo, which at first glance sounds like a person not let to touch nevela. There's an azara. There's a loisase. Thou shall not touch a nevela. Says the gemara. This is the makar the chayev adam letairis atzmai beregel. Now there's no mention of yantif over here. It says ubenevlasam loisigo. So what does this mean? So the Gemara brings a brisa that explains this. Tanya nami hach ubenevlasam loisigo. Yachal you yisrael. You would think that he is not allowed to touch Nevela. It certainly sounds like it. Talmud lo imar, emar alakehan b'nei ahar. And what does the pasuk say? Emar alakehan b'nei aharoin, v'omarta aleihem l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. That a koyin is not allowed to be mitama to a mace. So the Gemara says, v'aloi dvarim kalvachem, u'ma tuma chamura, madach tuma chamura, mace, which is tuma chamura. In the world of tuma, the top of the food chain is the mace. So kaihan muzarim madach, only a koyin is not allowed to be to a mace, but Yisrael lady muzarim, but Yisrael is allowed to tumakala as it relates to tumas nevela, which relatively speaking is a tumakala like kolshkein. Certainly, it shouldn't involve. Meaning, if a yid is allowed to be metama to a mace, certainly he's allowed to be metama to an avela. Elamat tamaloyim v'lasim leisago. So what does it mean if v'lasim leisago beregel? It must be. It means beregel. Just very quickly, the lashon of Rabbi Yitzchak is chayev adam letayr atzmei beregel. Pasha, it sounds like there's a chiyah for a person to be metayr himself on yontif. Being on yontif, there's an inyan to go to the mikvah. The Bach in the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, it's in Tov Chav Tes, says that's not what it means. It doesn't mean you have to be metayr beregel. What it means is you have to be metayr koydim beregel. So like this, when yontif's going to come, you're going to be tahar. The Chassam Sofer in his Agos on Shulchan Aruch brings the Bach, and he says that it's a little dachuk. Chayiv on latar atzmei biregel sounds like biregel. He says two lines earlier. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, chayiv adam lahakpo pnei rabbi biregel. What does that mean? Biregel on Yontif, not before Yontif. It means on Yontif. So if chayiv adam lahakpo pnei rabbi biregel means on Yontif, then chayiv adam latar atzmei biregel l'chura also means on Yontif. So the Chassam Sofer says a davar nifla. He says that maybe what Chazal meant was that a person is supposed to be matayr himself erev Yontif. Erev Yontif, he's supposed to go to the mikvah. If a yid goes to the mikvah on erev Yontif, when does he become tahar? As soon as he emerges from the mikvah, no, it's the first Mishnah in Shas. Why, says the Gemara? Because a person is not tahar until the sun sets. So you go to the mikvah at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're not tahar until when? Until Yontif. So says the Chassam Sofer, if a person goes to the mikvah, if he's mitayr himself Erif Yontif, then he's going to end up completing his tahira on regal. And he says it's very meduyik that way. Because Rabbi Yitzchok didn't say Chayiv Adam Litvoil Esatzmai Beregel. He said Chayiv Adam Litayr Esatzmai Beregel. Fakert, the tefillah is supposed to be Erif Oregel, but the tahira is supposed to be Beregel. So there's an Indian Erif Yontif, and then on Yontif, that's when the tahira is going to fall into place. Exhale. So as it relates to today's daf, again, there's so much here. This daf, every single line, it's literally vatifkidenu levikarim lirgoim tifchanenu. Every second of this line, of this daf, requires bechina. It's afeichba va'afeichba, that level of tifchanenu. But I think, just to speak out two ha'aris, and the first is really not so much raid. It's just more in terms of understanding a little bit some of the things that we spoke about. Because the truth is that in addition to today's daf being a meridig, a raid daf, but there's also some existential things that are discussed in today's daf. So let's just, in no particular order. So the Mishnah said, Barba prakim ha'olam nidayin. B'pesach ala tfuah, ba'atzeres al peres ha'ilam, b'rashan ha'kabayi ha'olam ha'olam l'fadav kivnei marayin, u'b'chag nidayinam alamayin. And the Gemara said that really, the Shita of the Tan of our Mishnah as it relates to Yemei Hadin is one of five Shitas. There were several other Shitas as well. This is one of five. It's not Rabbi Meir, it's not Rabbi Huda, it's not Rabbi Yosi, it's not Rabbi Nosin. It's Tano Devei Rabbi Yishma. The Ritva, in his Pirush on our Gemara, says that even though the Stam Mishnah is the Mishnah that we learn, but really, it's not the Halacha. And he says, I'll prove to you that it's not the Halacha. He says, number one, what emerged from the Mishnah is Tfuah, Peres Ha'ilam, and Mayim, which in English means Parnasa. The Yumei Adin is not on Rosh Hashanah the way we know it, but rather the Yumei Adin are on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot respectively. Says the Ritva, on Rosh Hashanah when we daven Musaf, we say, V'al HaMedino is Boye Yomer, Ezei L'ra ve'ezei L'soifa. It sounds like that's today on Rosh Hashanah. It's not true. It's not a Rosh Hashanah. Ezel the Rav, Ezel the Soiva. What does Rav and Soiva mean? Will there be Mayim? Will there be Tfua? Will there be Peres Ha'ilon? V'ala Medina is Boy. Boy means on Rosh Hashanah. It's not true. The Mishnah says, "Barba prakim ha'olam nidoin b'pesach ala tefuah b'atzeres al peres ha'ilon u'bechag nidoin malamayim." So what does it mean? V'ala Medina is Boy Yomer Ezel the Rav Ezel the Soiva. V'oid, says the Ritva, there's a Gemara Masechtes Brachos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis that we just so happened spoke about last week. And the Gemara tells a story about a chassid echad. So this chassid got into a fight with his wife, and the situation was so bad that he had to sleep in a Beis HaKfaris. So we mentioned the marshal was in a dream, but the pashup shan in the Gemara is he ended up sleeping in the Beis HaKfaris. And we were sleeping in the Beis HaKfaris, he overheard two ruchais having a conversation, and they were talking about the fact that it was Rosh Hashanah and it's the Yom Adin, and they were discussing the tefuah, what a person would have to do for the tefuah, the knack. You plant during the first season, the second season, and he went ahead and he did it, and he became a gerois, a gevir. And the whole fascinating story the Gemara tells in Brachos Daf Yud Ches, says the Ritva, I thought bepesnach ala tefuah. That was Rosh Hashanah, I was talking about the Yom Adin of tefuah. Frank, the Ritva, I thought bepesnach, the truth is it's Tosfos Kasha here in our Gemara. But that's what Ritva says. It says Ritva, it's muchach from these two kashas and from other kashas as well, that it must be, we don't paskin this way, but rather we paskin like Rameir in the Gemara. And that is every single thing happens on Rosh Hashanah, and it's on Yom Kippur that there's a Chesimah Sadin. Pesach, and Shavuos, and Chag, That's the Tana of our Mishnah. And even though it's a Stam Mishnah, and even though the Gemara discussed it, so based on ordinary Klali HaPsak, you would certainly think that the Halacha is like this Stam Mishnah. But the Ritva says, I have Rayas, and I heard, B'Shem, my Rebbe, the Ramban, also Rayas, that this is really not the way it is. And then he says, Mikol Makan, however, the Rif brings our Mishnah, and the Rif doesn't comment on it. So Vayis Tois from the steam of the Rif, that the Rif must have held like our Mishnah. The truth is, the Ran, in the back of the Gemara, he learns like the Rif as well. He says, of course, the halacha is that what the Mishnah says, that this barba prakama ilam nidain. And he asks the obvious question. He says, I don't know, I thought that everything really happens on Rosh Hashanah. So if everything happens on Rosh Hashanah, so how does that reconcile with this idea of barba prakama ilam nidain? And the Ran says a teretz. The Ran says you have to say that the barba prakama ilam nidain means bederech klali. There's some general idea that the world is judged during these four times. So for example, tfuah, on a macro level, how's Tfuah going to do this year? How's the economy going to be? Oh, the economy is going to be gevaldik. Each yachid, what role is he going to play maybe in this bull market? I don't know. That's in Rosh Hashanah. Well, fakir, if Khalil, it's not going to be good. So what's each yachid's role going to be in the fact that this year was not such a good year? That's in Rosh Hashanah. So, Pesach ala Tfuah. Tfuah, but there's nothing to do with the person. Everything that's Negeya the Mensch happens on Rosh Hashanah. Up of us is Negeya Tfuah. As far as Tfuah goes, that's Bepesach. As it's Negeya, but the bottom line is, there was a major machlokes rishonim, whether we passing like our Mishnah or we don't passing like our Mishnah. So just two places where you find in Halacha Lamaisa related to our Mishnah. Number one is the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Lulav. It's in Siman Tofrech Samach Dalet. And it's Nogeya, the halachis of Hoshana Rabba. So the Mechaber says, B'yoyim Shvi, the seventh day of Sukkot, Shuvah Hoshana Rabba, Noyagim laharbois b'mizmoir and k'mei v'yontif. The minig is to treat it like yontif. And then the Mechaber says, U'mar bin k'tzas bin neiros k'mei b'yom ha-kippurim. Not just that, there's an idea to light neiros like we do on Yom Kippur. And he concludes, why? L'fisha b'chag nidoinim alamayim. Because on chag we judge, all the water is judged. And because the water is judged, what does that mean? It means it's a yoyim hadin. And because it's a yoyim hadin, so you have to treat it like a yoyim hadin. Therefore, mar bin k'tzas bin neiros k'mei b'yom ha-kippurim. Meaning, the Mechaber says, Hoshana Rabba, even though really it's the last day of Chol HaMoed, it's treated a little bit like Yontif. It's also treated a little bit like Yom Kippur. Says the Mechaber, why are we treating it a little bit like Yom Kippur? What's it do Yom Kippur? Ma inyan Hoshana Rabba, it's Yom Kippur. Ah, so the Zayir HaKadosh, and we spoke about all that. But al pi pshat, what does Hoshana Rabba do with Yom Kippur? Says the Mechaber, the reason is, L'fisha b'chag nidoinim alamayim, because it's a Yom Adin. Just like Yom Kippur is a Yom Adin, this is also a Yom Adin. And therefore, marbin k'tas b'neiros, k'may b'yom ha-kippur. But this is an example of a halacha l'maisa, Marbin k'tzas b'neiros on Hoshana Rabba, based on l'fisha b'chag nidoinim alamayim. Another example of this is a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. Tanya, Abraiser, Rav Shimon Allah said, Ezra Tikin Lem Liyisrael, Shiyu Koyrim Klolish HaBetoyras Koyanim Koydim Atzeres, V'shem B'mishnah Torah Koydim Rosh Hashanah. If you go through the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah, so we read the Klolish HaBetoyras Koyanim, the Toychacha Parshas B'chu Koyasai, it always coincides with Shavuos. It's before Shavuos. Shem B'mishnah Torah, and the klolis of Mishnah Torah, Parshas Kisavai, that happens at the end of the year before Rosh Hashanah. My time, Amar Rabbi V'temir Shlokish, Kidei Shetichla Hashanah V'Kilu Loisa. It's like this: the year and all its klolis are going to end. The Gemara says, "Bishlam Mishnah B'Mishnah Torah Itko." I understand the klolis of Mishnah Torah, Parshas Kisavai, is before Rosh Hashanah. That coincides with the end of the year. Itko Kidei Shetichla Hashanah V'Kilu Loisa. Rosh Hashanah is the new year, so right before Rosh Hashanah is the end of the year. Elish Shabbateres Kayanim, Bateres Kayanim, Atu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. What does Shavuos have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Somewhere it says, in Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah, the Tanan Uba Atzeres Al Peres Ha'ilon. Because you see, on Shavuos, we judge Al Peres Ha'ilon. And this is our Kriyas HaTorah, the way we do it. So you see, there's an idea of Shavuos being Rosh Hashanah. Incidentally, the Kozhik Lavigoyen, Hashem Yimkom Damai, in the Eretz Tzvi, he says something beautiful. He says that we say the Toychacha twice. Parshas Bechukoisai, Peres Kayanim, and then again in Parshas Kisavai, which is b'mishnah Torah, and it coincides with the end of the year. And the reason it coincides with the end of the year is k'dei shetichle shana v'kilul oseh. So he says along that theme, yesh loymar. What are we laying on Simchas Torah? So the year ended, right? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shana Rabbah. That's the chesimus adin. The next day, so it's Shmini Atzeres and it's Simchas Torah. What do we read on Simchas Torah? V'zois habracha. We read v'zois habracha. Why do we read v'zois habracha? Because just like there's an idea of tichle shana v'kilul oseh, there's an idea of taschil shana ubircha yisera. So we end the year before Rosh Hashanah with the toichach parshas kisavai, and we begin the year with v'zois habracha. It should be a gebenched year. He says we do the same thing shvuas. Before shvuas, we say the toichach parshas bechukaisai. Every single year, the Shabbos after shvuas, the Shabbos for noch shvuas is what? Parshas Nasai. In Parshas Nasai, you have Birchas Kayanim. Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yor Hashem pano ve'lecha v'chunecha. This is the bracha from Klal Yisrael. So there's an idea of Tichlo Shana v'kilo Yisrael. There's also an idea of Taschil Shana u'bircha Yisrael. But again, this idea that you find that Sukkos is the Yom Adin for Mayim, and Shavuos is the Yom Adin for Peres Ha'ilam, this is all in line with the Psak of the Rif and the Ran, and that is like our Stam Mishnah, although on the Rishonim level, as we see, this was really controversial and wasn't 100% clear who exactly it is that we paskin like. Just to fast forward a little bit. So the Gemara in Amud Beis, it's getting late early, mentioned, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama toikin umarien kshem yoishvin, v'toikin umarien kshem oimdim. And Rabbi Yitzchak said, the reason is, kidei la'arve v'asatan. Because we want to confuse the satan. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak doubled down. And he said, kol shana she'ein toikin la'betchilasa. Any year that we don't blow shayf at the beginning of the year, merien la'besayf, inevitably we end up blowing shayf at the end of the year. My timer, what's the reason? The lo'i arve v'satan. So just to set it up a little bit. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, that midday rice, there's only a certain amount of tkias we have to blow. Lemaisa, we blow much more than we really have to. Taisvis asks what happened to Baal Taisif, Beseder. But we blow more than we have to. In fact, we're Taikeya when we sit, and then we're Taikeya when we're standing. And Rabbi Yitzchak was talking to the Talmidim, and he said, what's the reason for it? And he said, the reason is, Kedei la'arve v'asatan. We want to confuse the satan. Today is the Yom Adin, it's Rosh Hashanah. Kol ba'i oylem oivim lefonov. Like we say in davening, in an Asana Toikif. So today is a very, very serious day. It's a day of judgment. And what happens on the Yom Adin? There's a prosecution. The prosecutor is the Satan. If we could somehow be Ma'arvev the Satan, throw him off his, he's been preparing for this day. But if we can figure out a way to throw him off a little bit, that's very, very valuable. So we go out of our way to see if we can come up with a strategy. Rabbi Yitzchak said, you know what the strategy is? The question is, what does it have to do with anything? Why does blowing shofar once and then some tzveitin mal somehow throw the satan for a loop? So Rashi says the reason is that when the satan sees how much the yidden love mitzvahs, mistatmin dvarav, he loses his kai chataina. That's a big part of the premise of what the Satan is going to tell the Yidden. He's going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tachas Asher Le'evadetas Hashem Elokecha B'simcha V'tov Le'evav. And when he sees that the Yidden, they don't just look to potter up a mitzvah, but they love a mitzvah. They love it so much that they figure out ways to answer why it shouldn't be a problem about Toysef, and the Toykim Riyin K'shen Yoish V'Tokim Riyin K'shen Oimdim, Mistat Min Dvarav, he loses his Kai Chataina, and that's this idea. But Toysef very famously brings from the Aruch a different shot. Toysef brings from the Aruch who quotes a Yerushalmi, that the pasuk says ubila hamaves lanetzach, and when is that going to happen? When is maves going to somehow disappear from the world? It's referring to the end of days. The end of days when the geula is going to come. Now, when the geula is going to come, it's going to be prefaced with a tkiya gedayla. V'hoye bayoy mahu yitaka b'shoifer gadol uvoha evde meretz ashu v'anidachem meretz mitzrayim. Right, but that's going to be the end. So says the Yerushalmi that when the Satan hears a tkiya, so he knows it's Rosh Hashanah, Beseder. Okay, the Yidden are being mekayim the mitzvah. Mitzvah says that they rise of tkiya shvarim through a tkiya. But then when he hears another tkiya, he gets a little rattled. He says, uh-oh, they already did the mitzvah. What's this? This must be the v'hoye b'yoy mahu yitaka b'shoifer gadol. That gets him scared. Once he's scared, it throws him off his mission a little bit. It throws him off his game. And that's this idea of going ahead and being ma'arviv the satan. And then Rabbi Yitzchak said something else. From Rabbi Yitzchak, he said, "Kol shana, any year, she ain't toikin la betchilasa, marian la besoifa." My time, what's the reason?
The lo yarvev satan. In other words, Rabbi Yitzchak said that this tool of being ma'arvev the satan is so powerful that if for whatever reason the yidden didn't blow shofar at the beginning of the year, what this can cause is that this year, Rachman Slan, is not going to be a good year. Because we need to be ma'arvev the satan. And if we cannot be ma'arvev the satan, this can have a detrimental effect on the Jewish people. And this is something that can cause problems. Taisvis, the very, very next Taisvis, Dibra Maskel, she'ein toikim b'tchilasa, quotes the Bahag. That the Bahag said that this, that Rabbi Yitzchak said that any year that you don't blow shofar at the beginning of the year is a year that you have to be worried about what's going to end up happening. My time is from the Le'arvav Satan, says Tosfos, one line, might as well read it inside. Lav de miskla b'shabata. It's not referring to a year that Rosh Hashanah fell on a Shabbos. And because of the Gzeres Chazal that you didn't blow shofar, Elo dis yalid unsa. It means when there was an oyna, something happened as a result of which they couldn't blow shofar. It's in such a situation that Rabbi Yitzchak said that Kol Shana didn't blow shofar at the beginning of the year, they're going to end up blowing shofar for bad things at the end of the year. If, however, a Shana fell out on Shabbos, B'kai Gavna, this is not something that you have to worry about. And it's your dua, the Veltz Kasha. Veltz says, I don't understand Pashup Shana in Tosfos. Pashup Shana in this Bahag. What's the reason that if Yidden didn't blow shofar at the beginning of the year, you have to be worried that maybe it's going to end up being Rachman Litzlan, a bad year? Because we need to be Ma'arvav the Satan. And if we're not Ma'arvav the Satan is going to nail us. Narvas, we throw him off. By throwing him off like this, we have a shtichel kayach to be yotzei zakeh b'din. So if that's the case, what difference does it make why the Yidden didn't blow shofar at the beginning of the year? Why does it matter if they didn't blow shofar at the beginning of the year because of Eza Oynes, or if the Yidden didn't blow shofar at the beginning of the year because of the fact that it was Rosh Hashanah Shacholias B'Shabbos? At the end of the day, lo yarvav satan. And if it was lo yarvav satan, so l'chura, based on that, we should have a problem. It's a tmiya gedoyla, v'kama kulmas in nishtabru, to answer this kasha. So I just want to share one dover nifla that we never spoke out from Rameir Simcha. It's a classic Shabbat, classic Mesha Chachma. It's in Parshas Emor on the Pasuk, Yielochem Shabbosoin Zichroin Trua. So Rameir Simcha says that the Pshat is follows. He says, why is it that when the Yidden blow shofar, we have such a koyach? Marv of the Satan. But the Iker Koyach is the shofar. Something about the shofar that's very magical, that somehow gives us this unbelievable koyach, that it throws the Satan off. What is it about the shofar? So he says it's Pasha. Chazal told it to us many times. Fact, it's a Gemara in today's daf. The Gemara said that why is it that when we blow shofar, we use a shofar shalayil? It's Kadesha Eskelachem Akedas Yitzchok Ben Avram. Umala ni Alechem Kilo Akadet Amatzmechem Lefanan. Can you imagine a person's being judged, and on that day that he's being judged, he just gave himself up by the Akedah? What a schus. When a Yid blows shofar, it's malani aleichem kilo akadet tamatzmechem lefana, and the side of tkiyah shofar is we use a shofar shalayil, and you have all the connection between Yitzchak Avinu. It's to be ma'ori the schutz of Yitzchak Avinu. The schutz of Yitzchak by the akedah was so fast, it was so not shayich, that thousands of years later Yitzchak Avinu's einaklach are still sustaining themselves from that schus. It hasn't run dry yet. It's paying off dividends for thousands of years. But the point is, it's the schus of the Akedah. And if for whatever reason we don't have the schus of the Akedah, we're going to have a problem. So Rav Meir Simcha said, what was the schus of the Akedah? What was it? Why is it such a special schus? He says, what do you mean? He says, the reason is Yitzchak Avinu was willing to give up his life. He was willing to be makir of himself. He says, I'm willing to give up everything. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to give up my life on the Akedah. Yitzchak Avinu said he's willing to give up everything. He didn't question anything. And all the chazals that talk about the madrigas of Yitzchak while he's walking to the Akedah, while he's lying there, Yitzchak Avinu was willing to give away everything. Says Rav Meir Simcha, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and the Yid wants to blow shofar. You know why he wants to blow shofar? Because he understands he needs to kiyah shofar. G'day de la'arvav satan. But he doesn't blow shofar. And the reason he doesn't blow shofar is because Chazal said don't blow shofar. Why Chazal say don't blow shofar? They were worried that if you're going to blow shofar, what happens if you don't know how to blow shofar? You may take your shofar to a chacham, Yavirenu dal ramas b'shus harabim, and you're going to end up being over the 39th malacha. You're going to be over the malacha of Eitzah. You're going to carry dal ramas b'shus harabim. This Yid, says Rameh Simcha, is willing to give up his koyach hataina
Because Chazal told him that you have to make sure to keep Shabbos. Right, just visualize it. A person, Rachmana Litzlan, he has to stand in front of a judge, in front of a jury. There's a tremendous Yom Adin. And his attorney that he hired, who's paying a lot of money to, told him, you should know that if you can do this, you're done. The prosecution's out, and you're going to be able to figure out a way to drei arise from this whole situation. But because of a chashash that maybe he's going to do that, a chashash rachik, it's going to cause a pgam and kovera shchino. He says, "I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it." Says Rav Meir Simcha, think about the madreig of that yid, the yid that's willing to walk away from all of that. He's pasha going to save himself. Why? Because of a concern that maybe he's going to end up doing something. So says Rav Meir Simcha, yid that does that, I'll read to you inside. V'yiskadel v'yiskadesh mei rabo. V'oiktim kulon. All these yidden that are willing not to hear the shofar, not to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, they're all giving themselves up. Avur kiddush shmo yizbarach. V'kivon shekein harei ze gufa mash einanu toikim b'Rosh Hashanah shecholiyos b'Shabbos ze kufa akedah ruchnis muflegas. It's an incredible akedah. Umayu liratzli soysonu kamoisha miratzin zichron shofar. He says that's why we don't need the shofar. The whole being ma'arviv the satan is being ma'arviv the akedah of Yitzchak Avinu. He says if we're willing to walk away of being ma'arviv the satan, we have this unbelievable tool. We can knock the satan out. It works. So much so that kol shana, any yish ain't toikin b'tchilasa, miriam b'saifa. My time is shum the le'arviv satan. And you're willing to walk away from that. Why? Because of a chashash shemi yavirem, the answer is a ram, because you don't want to be mechal Shabbos. Is there a bigger akedah in the world? A yid knows that this can make a difference in how his year is going to play out, but he's not going to do it. Shemi Yavir Ramadan, I'm just a rabbi. Says Rami Simcha, this yid doesn't need kiyush shofar. He says, this zeh gufa akedah ruchnis mufleges. Umayel eratzis the son of Gemesha Meratzis zichron shofar. And he says, that's why the Bahag said that this whole issue of not being ma'arv. He says, when the yid doesn't blow shofar, Rosh Hashanah, you're ma'arv of the satan a lot more than you're ma'arv of the satan when you blow shofar kishen yoishmin, and then you blow shofar again kishen taikin. And just to appreciate what Rameir Simcha is saying with one Toisefes Kenech, and that is the Chassam Sofer in his famous tshuva to Rav Tzvi Hershchayes, Erechaim Simin Reish Ches, which is the tshuva that keeps on giving. But in that tshuva, and this is also printed in the Petuche Chosim, the Hakdama to the original Sefer that was put out from the Chassam Sofer. Originally, it was put out as the Hakdama to Shail Teshuvah's Chassam Sofer Yerideya. Today, in the new Chassam Sofer, it's printed in the beginning of Erech Chaim. But either way, it's the same exact word. He says that we refer to the Akedah as Akedah Yitzchak, not Akedah Avram. And the truth is, Yitzchak and Avram both had a tremendous chelik in the Akedah. Yitzchak was willing to give up his life. Avram was willing to give up his son's life. But somehow the legacy of the Akedah is Akedah Yitzchak. It's not Akedah Avram. And the Chassam Sofer wonders why. And the Chassam Sofer says a Dover Nifla. He says there was a major difference between the role that Avram played and the role that Yitzchak played. Or in different words, there was a tremendous difference between the Nesoyin of Avram and between the Nesoyin of Yitzchak. It wasn't the same. You know what the difference was? Avram Avinu heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kachno es binchos yichidcha asher hafta. Yitzchak Avinu never heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak Avinu heard it from who? He heard it from Avram. He says, for Avram Avinu to go and take his son and be makriv him, as outlandish of an ask that it was, but the Eibishter asked him. So what was he supposed to do? Yitzchak never heard it from the Eibishter. Yitzchak heard it from his father. Yitzchak heard it from Avram. Yitzchak had a double Nesayin. Mechatesa. Maybe my father, I have no idea what happened to him. All of a sudden, human sacrifice. And the Chassam Sofer says, Geschmack. He says, you want to know how out there human sacrifice was? He says, if it's posh to him, listen to this. Had Avram and Yitzchak thought that be'etzim, it makes sense for a person to take his only son and to be makrivim as a carbon for the Akedah, Avram would have done it before the Eibishter asked him to do it. And Yitzchak would have done it before the Eibishter asked him to do that. You know, the Velt asked, and Avram Avinu doesn't do bris mila until then, the Parshas Lech Lecha, the bris karov's kasha. How come Avram didn't do mila, and it's tava? He did all the mitzvahs. Why didn't he do mila? Right, everyone has the most famous kasha ever. How come Avram Avinu didn't do bris mila until it was nistava? He did Erev Tavshilin, so why didn't he do mila? How come put mila?
the Chassam Sofer asks another kasha. Why did Avram do the Akedah? If the Akedah is the ultimate sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did Avram wait for Hashem to... Why? Because of the Nesai, when Avram Avinu wasn't really ready to do anything? He didn't sit and try to figure out, Besichloi, says the Chassam Sofer, how I could be makriv Hashem. The Teretz is because it had no pshat, it had no avana. If Avram Avinu had a havamina, ben benoy shall havamina, that it made sense to be kachnas, binchas, yechidcha, valeo, loyli, would have done it. He would have had to wait for the tzivu. The Teretz had no pshat. So now look at it from Yitzchak's perspective. So Yitzchak's father, Avram, comes and he tells him, Hashem came to me and he said, this is what we're going to do. He looks at, what? What are you talking about? Avram heard it from the Eibishter, but Yitzchak didn't hear it from the Eibishter. He heard it from Avram. So it says, the Chassam Sofer, Avram Avinu's role in the Akedah is the Avu in the Kulana. This is the ultimate of listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what Hashem asks you to do. Yitzchak's role in the Akedah is the ultimate of listening to your father, but listening to the Chachamim, regardless of what the Chachamim ask you to do. And that's a much bigger Nisayan. And that's why it's Akedas Yitzchak, said the Chassam Sofer, and it's not Akedas Avram. When the Yid doesn't blow Shofar, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, why are we not blowing Shofar? Because if you blow Shofar, you're Mechal Shabbos, I'm Mechal Shabbos. There's no Chil Shabbos by blowing Shofar. It's a Takanas Chazal. It's a Gzeira Shem Yavirenu Dal Ramas B'Shus HaRabim. And over the years, we've spoken so much about what a far-fetched Gzeira it is. But it's all a Gzeira's Chazal. You need a Rishus HaRabim, and according to some Shitas, you'd have to jump Dal Ramas. Right, it's not so simple to come up with a scenario where this is actually going to happen. But Chazal said, don't do it. So the Akedah that the Yid does, this Akedah Ruchnes Mufleges that Ramey Simcha talks about in Bar Shazemar, this is an Akedah Ruchnes Mufleges for Nakedas Yitzchok, for Nakedas Amurus Chachum, that's the spitz. That's the absolute ultimate.